The most common pain reliever for back pain, paracetamol, doesn't work any better than a placebo. The shocking conclusion that the beneficial effects of such a widely used drug might be all in the mind are drawn by a paper published this morning in the prestigious medical journal The Lancet. Dr. Norman Swan of Radio National's Health Report picked himself up off the floor to get to the story.
80% of us will experience a bad back at some point in our lives, and guidelines for doctors around the world advise GPs to tell patients not to lie down to their pain and to take paracetamol to relieve it. But when researchers from the George Institute for Global Health in Sydney looked for good scientific evidence that paracetamol worked, they were troubled to find out there was none. So they carried out a large three-pronged trial in 1,600 patients with acute new-onset back pain. They all got the don't lie down to it advice. But in terms of pain relief, one group received a placebo, another was told to take paracetamol as needed, and a third received regular extended-release paracetamol three times a day. Professor Chris Marr was the study leader.
Surprisingly, we found that it didn't really matter whether you gave people placebo, as required paracetamol, or time contingent, that is regular paracetamol, there was no difference in any of the outcomes. It didn't speed time to recovery, it didn't improve their pain, it didn't improve their disability.
It's simply extraordinary.
Well, yeah, we were very surprised because my hypothesis was that there would be a difference between the people getting regular paracetamol and placebo. And I was expecting that if you took paracetamol as required, so occasionally taking a tablet, it wouldn't work at all.
Does paracetamol work for anything? Is it a painkiller?
The jury's out on that particular issue. So there is some evidence that it works for things such as dental procedures, that it might work for fever, post-operative pain. We've looked at some of the trials for paracetamol for osteoarthritis, which is another common indication. And surprisingly, when you go and have a very good look at them, we see the effects of paracetamol for osteoarthritis are very small.
Where did its reputation for a painkiller come from?
Well, I'm not sure the reputation is uniform. Some patients say that paracetamol doesn't touch their pain. And some clinicians also say that paracetamol is not effective. And we thought that the reason was because they were dosing in an inappropriate fashion. We presumed that they were taking it as required.
And so they were faffing around with it and not getting a sufficient dose.
Well, the common story you get as a clinician is a patient will come in and say they took two or three, made no difference, so they stopped. And when you talk to people who are pharmacists, pharmacologists, they'd say that's the wrong way to dose paracetamol. And that was our theory. If you encourage them to dose regularly, you'd see a much better result. And we didn't see that. In fact, there's no difference between any of the three groups.
So what about the more toxic forms of painkillers, the non-steroidals, the ibuprofens that can cause stomach ulcers and other problems with your blood pressure and so on? Is there any evidence that they're actually painkillers?
These are very commonly prescribed medicines for back pain. If you go and look at the evidence, it's really quite weak. The evidence is certainly not robust for the common pain medicines that people are using for back pain.
So where do you go from here when I like pull my back?
Well, I think that the strong message that you can take from our trial is that people in the three groups all recovered remarkably quickly. Half the people had recovered by 2 weeks. And so what we're thinking is that the interaction between the GP and the patient, the GP carefully guiding the person to resume normal activity, don't put themselves to bed, maybe that's the most important part of the therapy.
Professor Chris Marr from the George Institute for Global Health in Sydney, and he was talking to Norman Swan. And you can hear more on Monday's Health Report on Radio National.